This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
A few minutes ago, we talked with Speaker of the House Matt Ritter. We want to welcome in Minority Leader in the Senate, Stephen Harding, here on Brian & Company. Sir, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. I'm very happy to hear that weather report. A friend of mine told me he's going to be 80 today, so nice to hear. Finally, the weather's turning.
Shorts weather. I don't think you can wear shorts in the chamber. But
there's kind of some rules in there about dress codes.
You know, Ritter seemed optimistic. He said in the last 24 hours, a lot of things are coming together budget-wise, but wouldn't get into specifics. You know, the Republicans do their version. Lamont does his, and the Democrats do theirs. I guess I don't know if you want to comment on that, because I know it's the work in the House and so on, but also this concept of, you know, siphoning off $1 billion to add to the rainy day fund to prepare for cuts in federal spending and Medicaid. I mean, just give me your thoughts on all those items a bit.
So I understand planning, but certainly. But I do fear, you know, you're going to overtax the citizens. I mean, look, when I tell my constituents that there's $4.8 billion sitting on a rainy day fund, I think from a budgetary perspective, a fiscal perspective, they're happy to hear that, obviously, as am I. However, their second reaction, as it should be, is, wait a minute, how did you get that? I say we get it the same way we get everything in front of the government. And so they kind of look at it as we've overtaxed me, you know, almost $5 billion. Now, it's an acute way of looking at it, but there is a sense of that. And what I do fear in terms of putting an extra $1 billion in the revenue fund this year, that you're intentionally overtaxing to some sense. And further than that, you know, we have shown with how this fund has grown from essentially $0 in 2016 to almost $5 billion today, that because of the fiscal guardrails, because particularly the volatility cap, and to some sense of the revenue cap as well, we've structured our rules on the fiscal guardrails to fund this and to pay off debt at the same exact time. So we now have a mechanism which we're going to purposely do it, not outside even the guardrails. You're essentially purposely overtaxing, and we're the second or third highest tax state in the country. So I have a lot of reservation about doing that. I understand what the speaker is saying, certainly, but I have a lot of reservation about essentially purposely overtaxing.
I put that question to a lot of people. I hadn't asked it in the last couple of weeks, but it's like you can do, when you have excess money, you can do a lot of different things. And one thing you can do is you can reduce taxes, because clearly there would be room to lower taxes if you're getting this much of a surplus. But, you know, then that sort of falls on deaf ears. But, you know, his point was that you need to do it beforehand, because once you get to July 1, that money has to go down to pay pension debt. So, you know, since there's an unknown, if they did it and if they somehow committed to returning it to the pension fund if it's not needed, would that be amenable, or is that still not worth
it? I'd have to look into the details. And I would argue that having a rainy day fund is almost $5 billion already. You could, if there are federal cuts, you could, by virtue of our laws and how we make up our budget, use that $5 billion to offset anything coming down from the federal government. And the money is there for a reason. I think, you could always argue you're doing it in lieu of tax increases. So instead of going and retaxing or raising your budget next year to the point where the people make up any federal cuts, in this particular case, by using the rainy day fund, which is what it's there for, is that you can go and you can use it to at least offset some of those costs, which I have a hard time believing any of those cuts would even closely relate to even $1 billion, let alone five.
What's a rainy day? What's the rainy day that you would need the money? And the point is to have the money for when you need it. And your point is this would maybe qualify as a rainy day to use the money that's already there. No, I mean, it makes a lot of sense. We're talking with Stephen Harding, Senate Minority Leader here, and we always have, I'm always looking at the clock. Originally we wanted to talk about this homeschooling legislation that isn't going to come to pass. Mm-hmm. And for me, I just thought it was a little hastily put together post this horrible Waterbury story, and it should be a little bit more methodical, but there's a couple of different things that I think about, but the bigger picture thing is, I'm curious about your opinion. When all those people showed up, do you think that kind of turnout, and this is not a leading question, I'm asking, maybe it didn't, maybe there were other issues afloat, did that have an impact on what was finally the fact that this was not taken up and voted on?
Yeah, I think it has to in many respects. I don't think the speaker would have been pressured to even answer on it if you didn't get the impact and the presence of so many homeschooling parents and their children that are homeschooled with them. And so I think it does in some respects. How much, you'd have to ask Matt, and Matt's a pretty honest guy. And so he would have to explain like how much it played in his decision, but I think it played at least a significant aspect if nothing else. And it's good. I mean, that's democracy in action. That, there's a bill that's proposed. Many people, thousands across the state, came to Hartford to protest it, which is the democratic process at its best. And it looks like government reacted. I just, get it. I know you don't have a lot of time, Brian, and I'm sorry for that.
No, we have a couple of minutes. One more thing I want to touch on.
I do want to go. Okay, good. I do want to get again soon because I like being on with you. But anyway, long story short is, I just found it unfortunate the way it was put together. And I think, you made the best representation, I think, of what it was. And it was just hastily put together based on a terrible tragedy that, in my opinion, had very little to nothing to do with homeschooling. But there was a young man that was unfortunately kidnapped for decades, which is just disgusting and terrible. But I do understand the want to do something after you see something horrific. But I don't think necessarily homeschoolers, I don't think at all homeschoolers should be the target. I think, and the point that I made afterwards, Brian, is that it needs to be holistic. We can't just believe that one homeschooling regulation is going to fix this problem. I think there's social service problems. There's things that absolutely slip through the cracks. It didn't seem like it was a school, but may have been the school to some respect, may have been DCF, may have been the Department of Education. There's a million things that could have failed this man, and surely did in many respects, to believe that it's one homeschooling regulation that would have stopped this whole thing. I have a very hard time believing it.
Yeah.
So I think it needs to be more holistic.
Yeah. I mean, and it's almost like two different issues. I mean, other states literally have require people to submit like syllabi for their homeschooling, which is the far end of the regulation for homeschooling. And then there's Connecticut, which does nothing. I think you're right. DCF needs to be a communication, technology, record keeping, audit on DCF. But also, if a kid gets pulled out of school and they say they're being homeschooled, there should be some sort of check on that kid, and maybe another sort of backup safety net for DCF. But that's different than telling people what they should be doing with their kids when they're homeschooling. And they're two totally different issues, right? Stephen Harding, the minority leader here on Brian and Company. Listen, I wanted to ask you about the Senate, this this artificial intelligence bill? Like, you know, what's going on in your chamber that did you want people to know about? Was that bill something you support?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Support and what else is going on?
You know, I don't necessarily support it. I think I certainly support some provisions of it. Obviously, you know, what's quote-unquote called revenge porn and disgusting things like that. There are some ways to regulate AI in some respects in the state to help stop someone from, you know, using that type of AI for that purpose. So obviously, I agree. I think you have strong bipartisan support, including myself, on something like that. But, you know, it was very wide-ranging. I think Senator Maroney, who brought the bill out, who worked very hard on it, you know, did this in good faith. But AI is so complex, so complicated. It's in our its infancy right now across the globe. We have to wait and see kind of how to properly regulate this. And in many respects, I believe it should be done on a nationwide level by the federal government, because trying to do, you know, or regulate AI on a state-by-state basis is just it's hard to believe you could do that, particularly in Connecticut, where a state of 4 million people. This is a country of 300 to 400 million. That's kind of more of my objection. And the problem I have is that, you know, if you make this so regulated and companies utilizing this, you're going to only leave it to the big companies to be able to use it. Because the things that the regulations are going to say you need, only the big, huge AI companies, et cetera, that charge a lot of money to have their systems within your business, probably have a strict, only the big companies would have the money to utilize it if you regulate it wrong. And that's my biggest fear, is that some of the small companies are like, I just can't afford this. I could use cheaper AI services in many respects and afford it. But if we're regulating on a state level that says that you can only use this type of AI, then you're going to leave the other companies totally out of it until a cheaper product comes along that abides by the regulation. So I think that's one of the biggest provisions that I have a real pause with. And I think ultimately that's the reason I do not support it, despite, you know, the hard work of many senators on it.
Yeah. It's one of those things where it changes so much you have to revisit it almost every year. I mean, it's
every year. That. Right. And that's you're exactly right.
Absolutely. All right, we got to run, big guy. Have a great weekend. We appreciate it.
You as well. Thanks, Brian.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.